You listen to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by Hendricks Head Women's Basketball Coach Emily Cummins. And Coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, entering your second season as the head coach of the Hendricks Women's Basketball Program there in Conway, Arkansas, just take me through your mindset as you prepare for another season.
We're really looking forward to this year, really excited. We have the bulk of our team back with seven seniors, and then have Jamie Tate and Katie Coffrin back as sophomores that helped us out tremendously last year. And we're really lucky to have a class of five freshmen that are all contributing and learning the program and learning our style and fitting in with our seniors quite nicely. So I think we're going to have a really, really good year, and I think we just have a lot to look forward to.
Coach, last season 17-11 on the year, 11-5 in conference play. You won 11 of your final 13 games, making a run all the way to that conference championship. What did this team learn over the course of last year heading into this season?
I think last year's team, you know, going on that winning streak last year, I think that we kind of came together and really learned, you know, the abilities that we had. This year, I've already noticed a tremendous difference from at least our seven seniors coming back that they worked hard all summer. They're putting in extra time outside of practice and have worked really hard in the preseason. And I know that getting to the championship game last year really lit a fire under them. And, you know, it's kind of a realization for us of, hey, we can get here, we can do these things, and this year we just need to take it a step farther. So I think last year when we came together to the championship game of the conference and then leading into this year, I honestly feel like, you know, we know what we're capable of, and it's just, you know, a matter of executing it.
Well, Coach, you mentioned it, and I was going to ask, obviously such a great run there at the end of the season, making it to the conference championship, but I was there in Jackson, and obviously there was disappointment. And have you seen that disappointment carry over and really motivate this team, especially with seven seniors and eight of your top 10 scorers returning this year? Have you seen a bounce in their step through preseason and now at the start of the year?
I have. I know we were disappointed last year. It was the first time that we had made it to the championship game, and you know, it was a first look for us, and I know the disappointment on their face as we started cutting the lead with DePaul. And that's what I'm kind of talking about a little bit when, you know, we're working really hard over the summer. From my first year preseason to this year preseason, it's night and day. Our kids are really dedicated to what we're doing, putting in outside time, putting in, you know, 4 and 5 days a week of lifting, playing, and our preseason conditioning. And it's something that we didn't really have on a consistent basis last year. So, absolutely, it's a night and day turnaround from, you know, how we approached the season last year to how we're approaching this season.
Coach, you have a unique challenge, I think, this season, returning so much experience. As you said, seven seniors and eight of your top 10 scorers from a year ago, but then bringing in a big freshman class, you said five freshmen. What's been the biggest challenge that you and your staff have come across in terms of trying to blend this team together of veterans and young players to get that chemistry right moving into the season?
Our biggest task is, you know, the preseason really helped us a lot. The 4 or 5 days that we spent together having our senior leadership, you know, kind of combined with, you know, having our freshmen adapt to our program and expectations, I mean, that has helped us out and, you know, has carried over into practice. It's a huge jump. And especially, you know, for these incoming freshmen is, you know, it's a lot different than your high school team. It's a lot different pace of game, different strength of player, faster. And I think our upperclassmen are really preparing them well in practice and getting them ready. And, you know, they are seeing some minutes and are giving us some really good backup time for some of our starters. So I think just the all-around leadership on our team and the tremendous efforts that our senior class and our captains are giving, you know, has really molded our freshmen. And they're actually coming along really nicely and are fitting in with what we're doing really well.
Coach, you have some really good shooters on your ball club. Last season, the top three-point field goal percentage team in the conference, 36.2%. How do you continue to look to shoot the ball as well as you did from the outside this season?
We aren't changing a thing. Our biggest thing right now is, you know, we're really trying to get the inside out looks. We do have probably, again, I would like to see us be the top three-point shooting team in the conference, and we have the personnel to absolutely be that again. But our biggest thing is not settling for the three-point shot and getting to the basket and utilizing our attacking and our kicking and our feeding the post and, you know, kicking back out and reposting that way. So whereas I feel like we were a little bit dependent on our three-point shooting last year. We're actually, you know, some of the things we're working on in practice is, you know, continuing that three-point aspect of our game, but also making this dimensional with the attack and the kick and utilizing our posts a little bit more. So I think that, you know, we're going to be able to contend with leading in several areas of statistics this season in our conference.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. I'm joined by Hendricks head women's basketball coach Emily Cummins. And coach, last season you also attacked the board so well in terms of rebounding, a plus 7.1 rebounding margin. I know a big bulk of those rebounds came from Christina Byler, who's now graduated and moved on. But how do you look to continue to attack the glass and be as effective as you were last season this year?
That's one of our main focal points in practice right now is all kinds of rebounding drills and boxing out and going to crash the boards. And I mean, we started off last night again. We doubled our offensive rebounds against our opponent, and it's just been a focus. And we have huge, huge rebounding from Jamie Tate and Katie Hensey has, you know, come along and is a lot more aggressive this year on the boards, and something that we didn't have a whole lot of consistency in last year that we've made focus of and pulled it out last night is crashing from the perimeter. And with that being our main focus, I think that even though Christina gave us a lot last year, that, you know, we'll be able to fill what she had and over, you know, even overstep that. So I truly feel that, you know, with our efforts on the boards and in practice that, you know, we should hopefully have seven margin rebounding and games again, and hopefully more than that. So,
Coach, I know as we talked through the course of last season and with the type of play that you emphasized, that there are going to be turnovers made by your team. But last year, negative 3.8 turnovers average on per game. How do you try and protect the ball a little bit more heading into this year?
That's, again, you know, stuff that we've talked about in our scrimmage so far, exhibition, and then last night's game. We've really cut our turnovers down, and we like to joke about it that, gosh, you know, we had 16 turnovers tonight. That's unlike us. But I honestly think it's just the maturity of from last year to this year. We're taking better care of the basketball. We know what we're supposed to be doing in our offense. We have more patience. We're reading each other and reacting. And, you know, it was a lot to get used to for, you know, me being a first-time head coach and for the team having a new coach for the first time. So I think it's a great deal of maturity that we had from, you know, this year and last year, and we look to really take better care of the basketball and increase our offensive possessions this year.
Coach, what's been the biggest surprise from your group of players that you've noticed through, as they've prepared for the season through preseason and now as the season's gotten underway?
I would have to say our strength and conditioning and their willingness to play hard. Throughout the preseason, we really focused on weights and getting our feet quicker, and I can honestly tell from, you know, several of the people on our team that we've gotten bigger and faster and stronger. And as far as them buying in, again, that kind of leads back to where we ended last season and really wanting to get off to a strong start this season. So I just think the dedication from our players and the commitment that they're giving us right now is by far, you know, the biggest thing that I've noticed.
And finally, Coach, there's no question that the SCAC is one of the most competitive women's basketball leagues in Division III. And obviously this year it does have a feel of being wide open and anybody can contend. And I know most coaches feel like they have a group that has the ability to be able to cut down the nets at the end of the season at the SCAC tournament. But what's the biggest challenge you face as a head coach trying to navigate through a competitive SCAC schedule?
I feel like our biggest challenge is just breaking our season down. Whereas I feel like most teams set their season goals or, you know, team goals for winning the conference championship, I feel like our goals need to be at 3 and 4 games at a time. And then after those 4 games, let's reevaluate, see where we are. And if we can focus on the here and now and fix these mistakes, the later part of our season is going to take care of itself. So the biggest challenge, again, for us is focusing on us and what we're doing in the present. And, again, like I said, if we execute the present, then the future will take care of itself.
Hendricks head women's basketball coach Emily Cummins. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Thanks, Russell.